Absolutely despicable indeed. I like the really slow, scary voice. Hour number two, 3 o'clock hour. Everybody's calmed down, I think. We argued, and we're still doing it because people still want to talk. Jim Leland getting his number 10 retired on the wall, at the brick wall at Comerica tomorrow. David Hull says does not deserve it. It cheapens the wall. Everybody on that wall has won a World Series, he said. That's the Detroit Tigers standard. I said, David, you're wrong about this, because what Leland does is represent a time in Detroit baseball that brought everybody together, brought the electricity to the city. We wouldn't care about baseball if it wasn't for Jim Leland and the players and the executives and everything that happened from 06 to 13. So does Jim Leland deserve the honor? 248-539-9797. Now, I want to give kudos to David, but I also want to point out how he's playing unfair. Then we'll go back to the calls. Because I think it was Paul and Shelby called up. And he brought up the names on the wall, like George Kell. George Kell had a number. George Kell in Detroit never won a World Series, but he wore 21. He wore 15. But it just says Kell on the wall. So Kell, great third baseman, great radio and TV man, never won a World Series, which goes against David's standard, right? But yet he's on the wall, but Jim Leland can't be on the wall.
Wait.
Is the number
on the wall?
That's so stupid. No, the number is not on the wall, but his name is on the wall. He never won a World Series. So why can't Leland be there?
So maybe just put Leland on the wall.
There you go. Great compromise.
Oh, you're good with
no
that?
No number, Leland.
Just Leland.
The man's name is on the wall.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So put Leland on the wall, and it holds true.
So you just want to allow other people to wear number 10?
Yes. But if you're going to change the standard to World Series and or Hall of Famer, then just tell me. But I haven't been told that.
They never told you about a standard to begin with. You're just
Everyone on there has a World Series.
Except for George Kell.
No number.
Who doesn't? So silly. And by the way, you are weakening. You are weakening in hour number two. I knew you could not keep up this fight. All right, let's bust out some calls. Rico, by the way, is the best seat in the house. He's just enjoying it. He doesn't have to take one side or the other. He just likes us ripping on each other.
Take this to 610.
No, we're not going to do that. I'm already exhausted. Bill on a cell, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Billy?
Not much, but let me just start with your concern about Horton being on the wall. Horton won a World Series, but for him making a perfect throw to the plate in Game 5 in the 68 World Series stop, I think it was Gibson coming in, they wouldn't have won that World Series, okay? They would have been
Brock?
Or Lou Brock, I'm sorry. Second, okay, Mayo Smith, who managed that team from a 3-1 deficit, is not on that wall, has a World Series. Mickey Lolich, who pitched three complete games and hit a home run in the 68 World
Series,
Hall
of Famer.
Is not up there. That's not the standard you're using. The standard I thought we were using was whether or not they had a World Series.
That's David's standard. George Kell is up there, never won a World Series.
Yeah, but Kell was also a broadcaster. That's an apple and oranges argument.
Well, there's other guys up there that don't have a number but have never won a World Series. I don't believe Manush ever won a World Series.
And again, I mean, with all due respect to you, a lot of those are just strawman arguments. Let's go to Leland, and I agree with the caller that said, first off, I respect Jim Leland. I really enjoyed him when he was a manager here. I think he is one of the great managers and that deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But in Detroit, okay, he had two chances at a World Series and won only one game, including with that pitching staff that he had in 2012. And the caller that said before, if his name is on the wall, that's the first thing I'm going to remember when I see it. And it's one thing that I've said for years before this issue came up of them wanting to put his name on the wall was that, you know, I understand what he did when he was here and you know, he turned the Tigers around and all that stuff. But it was like, you got to remember, okay, two chances in 6 or 7 years, and he could only win one game with the talent that he had. I just don't think that warrants him being up on that wall.
Thank you, Bill. A lot of people agree with you. Never thought this would be so polarizing.
No, no, no. But maybe the compromise is just Leland. Put Leland up on the wall.
I fail to understand why it's such a big deal that the 10 would go up with it.
No, no. How is that just not the perfect compromise?
But why? Explain it to me. It's why is Tigers, it more important or less important?
It looks like the Tiger standard is if you didn't win a World Series, but you contributed a lot to the team, we put your name up there. If you did both, you get your name and number. That's how it looks. Okay, Rieger, that's the Tigers.
The reason a Cal's number isn't up there is simply because he wore like five different numbers. So you want to put Leland up there, but you want to cheapen it. Is what you want to do. Like David believes Leland's existence on the wall cheapens the wall. You just want to cheapen him by saying, yeah, Jimmy, we'll give you name.
No.
Hell, you know what? You're lucky if we spell it correctly.
No, it's not cheapening. It's not cheapening at all. You still celebrate him. You still honor him. Every time you go out there, you see his name. You say, wow, you know what? I remember the times. But his number should still be used.
It is amazing the fight you get into in sports radio, isn't it? Let's go to Pat. Rico just shaking his head. Pat on a cell, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Pat?
Just having this conversation with Gov.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Pat.
Good to hear your voices. You know, what's been lost, if I haven't heard it already, is Leland's contribution to the 84 team. You know, from the minor leagues to mentoring Kirk Gibson from the day he flew in as a draft pick.
It's a great point, Pat. Fabulous point.
Peace being lost that I didn't want to go by, and wish you guys luck. Enjoy the show.
Pat, it's almost like a Lifetime Achievement Award, too, because the dude, and again, he was on the morning show. Go check out the interview on the Odyssey Rewind. He's been in the organization since the 60s. No, he left to take the Pirates job and the Marlins job, and Colorado was
left
kind of
to go win a World Series elsewhere.
No, because he wasn't ready to be a skipper here. And then he got his chance, and I don't think he disappointed. You want more of these, Rico?
Let's go.
Okay, great. Matt on a cell. I'm exhausted at 3:09. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
I am just wanting to call. I'm kind of probably beating a dead horse a little bit. But I'm 33 years old, born in 1990. So obviously, as you know, I probably did not care at all about baseball. I couldn't name a single player from any of the teams when I was growing up. I have no memories of Tiger Stadium whatsoever. And I agree with you. Like, Leland did a ton for the city, brought a ton of money back to the city, you guys are aware, he has countless achievements to the city. But I agree with everybody else that he still shouldn't be up on that wall.
Rieger?
All I think about when I see that name is going to be the magic from Maglio. When I was a kid.
I got you. So should Maglio get his number retired?
I feel like Maglio deserves it more than Leland does.
Maglio had like four really good seasons in Detroit, kind of failed off a little bit. Listen, Matt, I get what everybody's saying. I do. But again, if you got to pick one guy, and if you look at the Tigers organization as a whole, and I said this already, but I'll say it again, they are 123 years old. They've been to the playoffs 16 times. Leland is responsible for a quarter of those appearances. It's a big deal what he did.
How much is Leland paying?
I mean, I think that says a lot more about other managers than it does about Leland. I mean, that shows more about our history than it does anything. In 123 years, we're not.
So let me get this straight. Just trash the rest of the organization. Don't give the one guy that did great things any credit, right?
Oh, I'm not saying don't give him any credit. He is my skipper. I would walk up to that man, I would give him a hug, and I would shake his hand. Like,
no, I think
man.
What Matt is saying is the bar is kind of low.
Thank you, Matt.
So
248-539-9797.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, tell me the thing.
If you guys want to keep talking about this, hold the line. We will take your phone calls. But we do want to talk some Detroit Lions. We will get into this next because to me, what's going on at Lions training camp? It's kind of funny. Some people are upset, but I don't think you should be. I'll explain it next. 97.1.